Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
And we're live.
What's going on, Jim?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here in Wizard. I'm like a little kid that ate three or four pixie sticks on Halloween. And I get that way with the wizards and stuff. I've been in my little secret workshop all morning because it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been working on some new wizards and stuff, and I'm pretty excited.
I cannot wait. In fact, thousands of people have been watching these replays, and I've heard so many positive things. In fact, one woman just said that she spent 12 minutes with a wizard and cranked out an entire slide deck for her company.
Cool.
Thought that was pretty cool. Laura.
That's very awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So what I want to do is pick up from where we were last week.
Okay.
If you guys recall, and you can go back and look at last week's episode, but what we did was we had a special guest, somebody who, you know, it was totally cold.
Tiffany.
And yeah. We sat down with one of the wizards. We actually used the single juicy tip wizard, and we wrote an article right there. In fact, she's like, how can I get that? How do I get, you know, I need that article. And so now thinking about kind of having a progression, I'm an author.
Yep.
I'm an author. Is it okay to hold it up if it is, if it's an Author Academy Elite book? Is that? Listen,
you do that because I got my books here. And by the way, we're going to launch that bad boy next Thursday, December 12th. So if you're watching this, be ready.
Awesome. So I've got a book. I've written an article. And then people are like, okay, I did it. Now, what do I do with my article?
Yes.
And so what I wanted to do was ask you, Carrie, you write an article. Tell me, what would you do then with that article? And if it's okay, I'll just go right over here to my nifty little whiteboard, of which I have a new pen.
Yay.
It's important.
Yay.
What would you do if you wrote an article? What's the first thing you'd do?
So if I wrote an article, I would immediately look at all my channels.
Okay.
And so I would go to LinkedIn.
Okay.
LinkedIn is very hot if you know how to use it. You got to tag people. That is a good tag, not a spammy tag.
Okay.
But I would go to LinkedIn. I would put that thing. I'd use Instagram stories and basically be like, hey, guys, you know, because you can have a swipe up or a link in the bio.
Right.
I would put it on Facebook.
Okay.
I would also...
When you say Facebook, you'd probably do it on your profile. You'd do it on your page. You'd do it in your groups.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. I would probably do a live stream. Live stream like we're doing right now is so hot. I like it. I just did a live stream earlier today.
Okay.
And I would absolutely turn that article into a live stream.
Right.
And
niftily enough, that wizard gives you a PowerPoint slide deck to turn your little article into a...
I love it.
A presentation. Okay. What else would you do?
So I have coaching calls. I have a mastermind.
Okay.
And if you have a mastermind, if you have coaching calls, like you got to have content and you don't want to just talk about the latest article by Elon Musk or something. You got to have your own stuff. So, I would use it in my coaching. I'd use it in my mastermind. I have what's called the Igniting Souls Fellowship, which is our monthly gathering. It's in person and online, and I would use it at the monthly gathering.
How would you use it? I'm just curious.
So I might actually build the entire talk around the article, entire talk. And if you go to carrieoberbrunner.com, you can basically scroll down, click live events, click fellowship. And we have one next Wednesday.
That's good. I like that. Usually I'm doing it in reverse. I do a presentation and then I create articles out of it, but you're getting some really good. That's a good idea.
Let's go the whole way here. Let's go tweets.
Yeah.
You know, you can do tweets with it. You can put memes, meaning like Instagram pictures with a quote from the article.
Yep. We call those quote cards.
Quote cards. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. And all of these are linked. I mean, some of these contain the article, but some of these actually link to the original article.
We didn't even go into podcast, which could be then distributed on iTunes and you know, Stitcher and all these things. We didn't talk about YouTube, that it could be going into a vlog. Man, you know how it is. You and I create something and it goes everywhere.
I know that's, and you're right. And I think we take this for granted. But what I would tell you guys, and I know this thing's like, I can't make it stop. Stop.
It's focusing. Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's
good now, though.
It is what it is. I hold my hand like that. Okay. So maybe if I put the rubber chicken there, it would have something to focus on. Look at that. The rubber chicken fixed it, Kerry.
I like that. I'm not wearing my moose shirt today.
Yeah. The rubber chicken will stay there forever. So rubber chicken and $100 bill. That is definitely a visual hook. I don't know what else would be.
I like that.
Okay. So let's talk for a second about, with all these things, mm-hmm. what I'd like to do is show you a couple of the wizards that can help you do some of that a lot easier.
Fantastic. Okay.
Because it's not just writing the content. You gotta put it out there where people can see it.
That's right.
And if you don't do that, then you're it's kind of like building a billboard in your basement. You're not going to get too much traffic from it.
And listen, so, while you're getting that set, I want to hear where everybody's from, because listen, folks, type in where you're from. We always go back. We want to see where you're from. Also share this thing. If you know an author, share it. We want to help them. We're not charging anything today for this teaching, and go ahead. Tell us if you like these, because if you like them, we'll keep doing them.
That's a great point. And if you enjoy rubber chickens, even better. $100. So you'll notice from last week, I actually loaded Tiffany's project as an example here. That's one of the cool things we can do. I mean, these are real live examples. And so I'll just click build, and I wanted to show some of the things that this does. Now we've got the article, but I wanted to point, now look at this. All right. Do you need to save your marriage? Well, let me tell you what, to the right list, that's going to get some opens right there. All right. And, you know, are you a Christian wife who needs or wants to save your marriage? Do you constantly struggle with having to spend hours at a time with God trying to figure out the next step to save or fix your marriage? And I've got a great new insecurity tip that past experiences and fears that create insecurity pray you never see. So we need to fix that a little bit, because that's more for like a person. But, that's awesome. You know, then I've got a great insecurity tip that you need to see. I mean, boom, this writes the first draft for you. So then you put in the link to wherever you've got it posted. This new insecurity tip helps you, because it shows you how to save your marriage. It's called How to Save Your Marriage Without Being Forced to Spend Hours at a Time with God Trying to Figure Out the Next Step. So if you're serious, this mm-hmm. will save your marriage. Now, the other thing you can do, and again, does this read perfectly? No. Can I make it read perfectly in about 20 seconds? Absolutely. Sure. And that's really what this does, is helps you get that first draft. Now, this is one where it'll give you the first draft, but you actually would include the article here in the email. So either you can tease them to go to your blog or over to Facebook, or you can have it right there in the thing. Now look at this. You talked about tweets. This thing's going to write a couple dozen tweets for you. Yeah. How to save your marriage without being forced to spend hours of time with God trying to figure out your next step or fix your marriage. There's the link. You know, the number one insecurity tip every Christian wife needs. The number one insecurity tip every Christian wife needs to save your marriage. So, you know, again, the thing is with Twitter, you could load up, if you were using, I don't know what, Tailwind or some of the Hootsuite or
Buffer,
some of these
Buffer app.
Buffer, that's what you use?
Yep.
So you could load these into Buffer app, and you could tweet for days.
Yep.
But just what's in here. Now, you could make a meme. Some of these are snarky. That probably ain't the one.
Right.
So, but you could probably find one.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that would be a good one. Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could do a little typographic, which is kind of like a quote graphic. And then this gives you an outline, then even a YouTube description. YouTube.
Yeah.
So, you know, so anyway, the point is we've got some cool stuff, even with that one right there. But let's say you wanted to do some tweets, or you wanted to build let's just say you wanted to do some tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You had done some memes, you'd done some other things. So we're tweeting about,
Shaving.
New book. Main keyword is save your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We're sending them to link to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then Twitter ID is, you know, at Tiffany. Okay.
Sure.
So here we go. You know, awesome article in a new book.
Wow. Let's
change this a little bit. New book. What was the title of her book?
Christian Coaching in a Box.
Christian.
Something like that.
Coaching.
Christian Marriage Coaching in a Box.
Christian Marriage Coaching in a Box. Yeah, there you go.
Something like that. And by the way, Jim, as you're doing this, I didn't have this, and it probably took me a day to create sample tweets for my last book. Just saying. Because I had to go more than a day. I had to go through the book, highlight a good line. Then I had to go and type it out. I wish I would have had this, man.
So that'll help you too. If you were trying to figure out, you know, how to, if you were trying to figure out, you know, a title for another article, I mean, there's so much stuff in here that would help you just thinking about that next step. But the cool thing about working with this particular wizard is that it actually just did everything for you. You actually can just use the one wizard and it's got everything for you.
Wow.
So,
and you got a video up above for people who feel like they're not great at tech, and it says, here's exactly how to do it.
Exactly. And the other thing that I wanted to point out, and this is something that I've been messing around with.
Sure.
And I'm going to do a lot more with. I haven't done a lot with Instagram. Okay. And, you know, truth be told, it's just because I just haven't. I do a lot with Facebook Live with the chickens and stuff.
I get you.
And so what I'm going to, but now that I've got four new puppies, we're spending a lot of time in the yard. And I'm like, how can I turn puppy pee time into profits?
Puppy.
And I said, okay, nobody wants to see me on Facebook Live 10 times a day, but on Instagram, it's a different deal. Mm. And so
you're doing puppy pee time on Instagram?
Well, we're doing that, but only under a minute.
Whoa.
And so, because if you do it under a minute, then your video actually shows up. Can I show you on Instagram real quick?
Please.
What happens is, and I'm learning this too. Okay. I don't claim to be an expert on everything, but when you are under 60 seconds, your video is right here in your stream. It's so when somebody can actually watches the video right here Instagram, instead of it having to go to Instagram TV
stories,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And so what this does is, if you look at this, you can actually use this as, or use parts of this.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to read just this part. All right.
Yeah.
And I want you to time me, because this is like stuff I'm really working on. Okay. Because this is probably going to be 30 seconds, but I'm going to read this one part. So, you ready?
Hold on, man. You're doing good. And it looks like you've gotten some views. So good job for you. I'm getting my stopwatch. You tell me when, buddy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go.
God will give you your true identity. You will get the confidence you need from God instead of having to look at your husband to give you that confidence. And this is how you get rid of the insecurity for good that's plaguing your marriage and your life as well. So here's what you need to do to fix this problem. Find a quiet place and get a journal. Sit quietly with your Bible. Morning is usually best because it's quiet. Write a question out for God to help you with and be ready for the answers, and listen and journal those answers. And by the way, if you'd like to really get your marriage fixed, check out Christian Marriage Coaching in a Box. The link's in the comments. How long is that?
Oh, 36 seconds.
See, so I was even, I was, you see how if you're planned out.
Oh yeah.
You can really make this stuff work. So that's another thing that I'm looking at. And I didn't even realize that we had already created the tool to make it easy.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, if you can give me like 60 seconds, I want to read this whole thing and see how long that is.
Okay. You tell me when.
The close wasn't amazing, but actually I'm going to read this as is. Okay. Say when.
Hold on a second. I got excited. Ready? Go.
God will give you your true identity. God will tell you that you're beautiful and that you are his. He will love you in a way that your husband cannot. And so many women put so much pressure on their husbands to be God in their lives, but they can't be that for you. When you look to God first for your identity, you'll see yourself in a different way. And when you see yourself in a different way, you'll see your husband in a different way also. You'll get the confidence you need from God instead of looking at your husband to give you that confidence. This is how you get rid of insecurity for good in your marriage and your life. So here's what you do. Find a quiet place and get a journal. Sit quietly with your Bible. Mornings are best when it's quiet. Write out a question for God to help you with and be ready for the answers. Listen and journal the answers. And one more thing. If you really want to save your marriage, the book I just published entitled Christian Marriage Coaching in a Box will help you do just that. Click the link in the comments.
47 seconds.
Dang, dude.
So, yeah.
I mean, I didn't even realize that it would do that.
That's awesome.
But then when I started looking at it, so what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to retool this wizard a little bit, and I'm going to turn this into the Instagram 60 second.
Fantastic.
The Instagram 60 second outline. So that's my project for the rest of this week, just to get that really tooled up. And then I'll have it in the get results. I'll have it so that you can download an Instagram script. So is that cool?
I love that. And tell people again where they can get this, because I know we're in 2019 still. The price is going up very, very soon.
Yeah.
But right now they can still get the founder's rate. What is that link again?
So basically, if you go to
authorwizards.com/special,
you can sign up. And I don't have my slide up. I'm sorry. But basically,
you find your slide if you want.
Okay.
I got to share something.
Okay.
So what this is called, folks, again, I've been an author since 2003 was when I published my first book. That's a long time ago. I had a little bit of hair then. But the point is this, that I did not know how to do book marketing. I thought, hey guys, I'm Cary and here's my book. Go buy it. You know, like they don't teach authors, right?
Yeah.
So what Jim just did and what we've been doing with Author Wizards is called content marketing. And I don't want to insult anybody, but I know some people are, that's a new thought. That's a new concept. But it's that you give value, just like the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. You go to Costco, you go to Sam's Club, you're not even hungry. You see the nice person cooking Jimmy Dean sausage. It smells great. They say, hey, would you like a sample? You try it and suddenly you say, oh my gosh, this is amazing. They give you a coupon and you walk away with three in your cart. This is how marketing works today.
Yeah. Plus an entire box of tacos.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. So what Jim did is he gave you a sample of the content. And oh, by the way, if you like it, here's where to get more.
Yeah.
And Jim, this is what I do all the time for marketing. It's what I believe in because it's not spammy. It's not salesy.
Right. And you can also do it forever. I've been doing this type of marketing for 23 years now. And I didn't realize that's what I was doing. But see, when you do content marketing, you can market every day. If all you're doing is running ads, pretty much you burn out people that know who you are.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like your book once and it's like, okay, I got your thing.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just for proof, folks, look at Jim's plaque on his wall. This isn't like theory. I don't know what people know when they see that plaque. That represents 8 figures.
$10 million not as in like in sales.
What's that?
$10 million in sales of a
$10 million. So, Jim, does it work? I mean, you've been doing it for 23 years. There's the proof. You cannot create that. Okay,
yes.
And we have our own plaque. David keeps it at his house. But, I'm more into my authors.
There you go.
I keep my authors' books behind me.
There you go. So I have my slide ready.
Okay, let's do that.
And I'm going to show you guys real quick, but basically Author Wizards is a suite of wizards, a suite of software that helps you to do your content marketing, your marketing, your emails, your tweets, all that good stuff. And so we have ads and promotion wizards, book title wizards, book writing wizards, content idea wizards, content title wizards, content creation wizards, email and tweet wizards, marketing and headline wizards, offer and web copy wizards, storyline wizards. We have wizards that'll help you create an entire presentation. I have some really cool additions that are coming. Some really neat features that are going to launch in the new year that I'm playing with right now that are in there, but I'm, you know, I can't give you everything all at once. So the total value of all those scripts is $59,000. And where I get that figure from is that's what I would charge you to do that for you. If you were to hire me, if you could hire me, just one time. Yeah. Not
forever
over and over, but just once. Okay. I'd charge you $1,000 to write headlines for you. So we also have a whole bunch of limited time bonuses, Carrie's book blueprint.
My book blueprint, fantastic,
And all sorts of other cool stuff in there. Total value of Author Wizard, $66,812. Right now, you can get in on the pre-launch price still for $297, a one-time fee, and then an ongoing monthly fee of $15 a month, which is what helps pay for the server and the software and the programmer and the customer support. So rather than charging you $100 or $200 a month, which we very well could, we're just charging a simple, you know, little $15 a month. I mean, you can't even get Hulu for that.
And this pays for itself. We started by talking about Laura and Tiffany, and Laura's time is worth money.
Yes.
But she cranked out a slide deck for her clients in minutes, as opposed to hours or days, just because of Author Wizard. So again, one project, it pays for itself.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. So, I mean, and you say about cranking out she cranked out a presentation
slide deck. Yeah.
One of the things that will be, we have a wizard in there to help you obviously create presentations. It follows a proven formula, but one of the things that people want, I'm a people, what I wanted was something with the ultimate flexibility. And so the one that we will have here in the next couple months is going to blow you away with being able to create master classes and stuff to create the back end for your book.
Ooh,
it's going to blow you away. When you see it, you're going to say,
awesome.
Oh my gosh. I mean, and it's totally customized and it's just going to be really, really cool. So,
and again, we wanted to launch this thing for crazy underpriced. Why? Because we want a community to start. I think we have over 200 people already, and we've only publicly launched it at our live event.
Right.
We are going to do a webinar later in December. But again, then it goes up forever.
Yes.
So now is the time. If people are like, oh my gosh, I want to try this out. I got to, you know, there's groups of people now that are having this where they're creating wizards with each other. And you shared last week how they can share wizards with each other.
They can share the output and input and stuff.
That's
so awesome. Carrie and I could work on something. He can share his project with me. Then I'm working on it as if it's my project, and then I can share it back with him and we can help each other out, or we can riff off of each other and stuff.
Sure.
It's really, really cool. And what you said about the community, that's my biggest thing that I want to do, is help people. I've been getting a ton of really cool comments about my book, people saying it's helping to change. And we get comments from people about the wizards and how they've really just made life easier. Truth be told, if you got both, it would, it's going to help you even more. So I'm just saying, don't look back on this day a year from now and say, wow, I'm ready for Author Wizards. And then we've doubled the price to $597 and it's $35 a month. And you go, Well, hey, can I get the old price? And the answer is no.
No, because there's so much more in it. And we want to reward fast action takers in the beginning.
That's the other thing, is when we start adding more and more and more and more stuff, the value automatically just starts going up, and I'm not gonna let it go for this. I mean, pretty much after this month, after we do the big launch, the price is going up.
That's right. Oh yeah. And we didn't even mention, and I know we got a roll here, we didn't even mention the monthly masterclasses. You and I are in there live And so this isn't like you buy software and now have a good life. This is like Kerry and Jim.
Yeah, you get coaching every month from us.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. On a new topic every single month, specifically tailored for authors of all levels.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. I don't care if you've been an author for the last 30 years like me.
Sure.
Or you just wrote, you're finishing up your first book.
Sure.
We all have to do marketing, and we all have to do marketing consistently. Absolutely. And so I'm constantly learning and relearning stuff and adapting principles to changing topography on the internet. So we invite you to join us and go with us on this journey instead of feeling like you're by yourself.
Absolutely. I did the math the other day because I started to write the follow-up webinar emails. You have 20 years of marketing books. I have 15. David has 10. I'm not good at math, but I added that together. And
like
I believe
45.
It's 45 years worth of expertise available 24/7, easy push button for $297. It's ridiculous.
There you go. Yeah.
Awesome.
Too cheap. I'm raising the price today.
Give that link one more time and then we got to roll and we'll be back next Wednesday.
Okay. So the link is authorwizards.com/special. And awesome. You can jump in right now and be a part of that. So I know you got to run, Kerry. Great job today. This is a lot of fun. If you guys are really digging this, let us know. And if you have topics or questions that you'd like us to cover, please say something.
Do some training.
We'll be glad to. It's like, hey, will it do this? And we can demo that. So let us know, please.
All right, Jim. You have a great day, my friend.
Great job. You too. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.